the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Hello, Brevard County. Welcome to the Refresh radio program here on a wonderful Wednesday morning. And we pray that you are doing well, that God is watching over your life, and that every plan of the enemy will come to naught in your life, and the plans and the purposes of God will come to pass. We pray that you have a blessed, marvelous, and glorious day. So today I'd like to say thank you to the folks at Coastal Image Landscapes. Dan and his team have been a great, great blessing to us and to our church through the years, and I've been able to recommend them to a number of people here in the community. So if you need any landscaping, maybe you need some pavers, I've also talked to him. They do putting greens, artificial putting greens. That kind of appealed to me. That was something he suggested because he knew that I was a golfer. They go all over Brevard County doing whatever needs to be done to make your home that place of comfort, beauty, and professional design that could be a blessing to you in your life. And so they've worked on my irrigation system. They've worked on my pump. They have just gone over and above. They helped us at our church. We had a sprinkler system design that I won't say who put it in, but it wasn't Coastal Image Landscapes. It might be the guy that's talking into this microphone right here. And it was not the way that it should have been. And so our building kept getting these rust stains on there. And they said, we can put this in and it will take care of the rust stains. And I am so thankful for their expertise, for their friendship. And I am thankful that they use their talents and their giftings to help people in Brevard County. 321-208-2281 is their phone number. That will get you in touch with Dave. They have two divisions. They have the landscaping division, then they have the lawn care division. Dave takes care of the lawn care division, and Dan deals with the landscaping. And so if you call them, set up an appointment, have them come out, take a look at it, give you an estimate. But I tell you, their team has been very impressive for me, and I think they will do a great job for you. In fact, I was talking to somebody, and they said, man, they are doing a lot of work for a really great price on their project. I know this. They will treat you fairly, and it will look beautiful when it's all said and done. So 321-208-2281. Tell them you heard about them on the Refresh radio program. So today we are going to go back to Matthew chapter 7. We are working our way through the Sermon on the Mount. And it says here in verse number 6, do not give what is holy to the dogs, nor cast your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet and turn and tear you in pieces. Okay, so do not give what is holy to the dogs, nor cast your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet and turn and tear you in pieces. Now, that last part does not sound like a good way to spend an afternoon at all. I have been around animals my entire life. I have been around chickens. I have been around pigs. I have been around Jersey bulls. I have been around my dad's cattle, horses. Where I grew up, We were on the edge of civilization. You could see civilization from our house, but that was about it. And so I know that there are a number of these animals that do not have the same value system that we have. And so Jesus is describing for us here a discernment in how we are to deal with people. These are not being talked about as literal dogs and literal swine or pigs. These are being treated as the type of people that you may encounter. And that is people that would not have the same value system that you have, nor the same motive or the same wisdom or cautiousness. And so you and I, we have to be as wise as serpents and as harmless as doves, I believe Jesus said. So let me start off by talking about the first part of verse number 6. It says, do not give what is holy to the dogs. You need to understand that as a child of the living God, that God has placed things that are holy in your life. And that's a word that gets thrown around a little bit. Let me just help you out a little bit. Something that is holy is something that is set apart for a sacred purpose. And the lexicon also adds this, that holy is God's innate nature. That's his default. He's holy. He is without flaw. He is perfect. He's not just perfect in the way that he was, the way that he exists. He is without flaw in appearance. He is without flaw in wisdom. He is without flaw in compassion. He is absolutely holy. He is without flaw in purpose. He is without flaw in timing. He is never too late. He is never too early. He is absolutely holy all of the time. All of the time. And so we are here as the body of Christ, and we are called to minister to fallen people in a fallen world that God wants to redeem. So this is not saying that we are not supposed to interact with unbelievers. I believe there is far too little interaction with unbelievers in Brevard County. I believe there needs to be more. Because, listen, if it was only gathering for worship, Jesus could have taken us to heaven just as soon as we asked him to be the Lord and Savior of our life, and we could be worshiping nonstop around the throne right now. There is a purpose that God has for you and for me here right now, and that is to partner with him in building his kingdom. That means that people who are prisoners of war in this battle between the kingdom of God and the kingdom of hell, that there are people who are blinded, they cannot see who God is and his reality, and we need to be Christ's hand extended. We need to use our mouth to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ. That's one of the reasons why we are still here. So what does it mean, do not give what is holy to the dogs? Well, there needs to be an acknowledgement on our part first that God has done a holy work inside of us, that he has placed something of tremendous wealth and tremendous value and inside of us, and we should be very prudent in the way that we operate with that heavenly treasure. Wealth is not eternal treasure. I mean, God paves his streets with translucent gold. So, in heaven, gold has the value of of asphalt, basically, here on Earth. That's not lasting value. Robert Morris, who pastors Gateway Church in the Dallas area, South Lake, I believe it is, he tells a story about when his daughter was dating an individual, and they were going to the church, and there were some people who were teasing his daughter's boyfriend or fiance at that point. I don't remember which, you know, what status in their relationship was at that point in time, but they were teasing because Robert Morris wrote the book, The Blessed Life, and he's very, very emphatic about how important honoring God with your finances according to the Word of God is in a person's life. And they were said, I bet you that he has looked up your giving records. Now, I want you to know that I don't do that at Merit Assembly of God. I don't, you know, I have to, a bookkeeper, I have an accountant, and they take care of all of those issues. So I don't go snooping around into what people give. I just love people and encourage them. I can tell you what others have said, and that is that from the pastors that they've done studies on, that most of our challenges that we deal with are people who struggle in the area of tithing. That if they can't get the victory over that, then there's going to be other challenges that are going to have to be dealt with. When I first moved to Florida, the district treasurer, who was over all of the Penn, Florida ministers and churches, he said, what we have found is that if there is a problem with a minister not paying their tithes, that there's a bigger problem going on in their life than just the fact that they're not handling their money right. And I can tell you, I have seen that to be reality. Even though I do not hold that office, I've known a number of people who've had issues and come to find out they had financial stewardship issues that were a problem that manifest later on in even more significant and more horrific problems. Robert Morris responded, and he said, I do, and I did. And he said, so before you beat me up for, you know, checking this guy's tithing records, he said, why would I entrust my greatest treasure, which is my children, why would I entrust my daughter into the hands of a person who cannot even handle God's finances? And it was like, wow. He said, my child is real spiritual wealth, real value. I need to make sure that that person is going to handle that which is holy properly before I entrust anything about my family into their hands. A lot of people just let their children go on their way and let their hormones speak into their dating situation and all of that sort of stuff. I want to challenge parents, step up and be the parents. I've had people tell me, oh, they're just kids going through kid issues. That's a bunch of baloney. And I don't care how thin you slice baloney, it's still baloney. You and I are called to help parent our kids through situations that could be very detrimental to them in pursuing the purpose and the call of God in their life. Be the parent, step up. And so when we had some standards, we modified those standards as kids went on. And you know what? What seemed traumatic to those kids at the time, they ended up being extremely grateful for later, and they're extremely blessed now. And if I can tell you this, one of my children even took one of our standards and elevated it in their own life, and said, this is what is going to take place in my life. And it's like, I like that standard. I like that standard. So do not give what is holy to the dogs. So let me speak to people out there who, and see if I can help you with this. Don't give God's holy resources that he's blessed you with. Don't give that into things that could turn right around and seek to destroy you. Do not give your mental faculties away to things that do not have any eternal value. Do not give your physical treasure away. That's a gift from God. Make sure that your relationships are holy. Okay? So let me see if I can help you put this. Make sure that your spiritual life is holy. So when you go to church, you're not there for earthly, you're not there for the tickling of the ears. You are not there for somebody telling you exactly what you agree with. You're there to hear, thus saith the Lord. So make sure that your spiritual life is there for a holy purpose. Make sure that your mind is used for holy purposes. Make sure that your physical attributes are used for holy purposes. There are far too many people in this world who have been blessed in certain areas of their life, but they did not restrain those things. They didn't use their giftings for a holy purpose. And the next thing you know, they are drawn and using those things for the world, and they're in bondage to those things, and then their giftings end up destroying them. I was amazed at the number of people who got their start singing or developing their musical gifts, and they got that start in church, but it became more financially lucrative to use those giftings in the world's environment. And then the next thing you know, their relationship with Jesus, their relationship with the church, with other believers, it's completely in the rearview mirror, and they have taken God's holy giftings and they've used them for an unholy purpose. Don't do that. The next part, it says, don't cast your pearls before swine. When I was doing some research in this area, there was a particular pearl that was grown in the waters in that region. It kind of came out as a pink pearl. I know some people that pearls is their favorite form of jewelry. And in the New Testament times, that was considered an indicator of great wealth. It had a great value. It was something that they used to trade. It was worth a lot of money. It was something that one might sell everything in order to be able to purchase, you know, that pearl of great price. And so there's that. And if you know anything about the formation of pearls, pearls are formed when there is an irritant that happens to get inside the shell, and then that irritant is enveloped in a substance called mother of pearl, and then that substance gets hard and it starts all over again, and that's how you end up getting various sizes of pearls and things like that. Is it just depends on how long that irritant continues to get layer upon layer upon layer. And I'll tell you that the gates of heaven are described as being formed out of single pearls. How much grace has God poured into your life and to my life? And so he says, don't cast your pearls before swine. Pigs would have no appreciation for the beauty of the pearl. Pigs would trample them under their feet. They are completely indiscriminatory. From the pigs that we had that my dad raised, and there's a funny story about that. The pigs would literally not only eat whatever food you gave them, they would eat the grass, they would trample the grass, they would destroy the roots until that the only thing that was left in the pig pen was dirt and their waste. And so my dad had two pigs. One of them was called AFC. The other one was called NFC. And it was the pig pen was on the north side of my grandfather's house, and my parents' house was next door to that, to the east a little bit. And my grandfather came home one day, and he said, "You're going to have to do something about those pigs. The stench from that thing is horrible." And my dad's response was, "You know, it's not that bad. I can't believe that they're making that big a deal out of it," until one day the winds shifted a little bit and it wasn't blowing out of the due north. It was blowing a little bit from north to south and a little bit from west to east, and the smell of the pig pen came right into my mom and dad's bedroom, and those pigs were gone by the end of the week. It was as soon as it began to impact my dad is like, "Yeah, I think it's time we sell those pigs." And they were gone. They were gone. Because it's not an environment. If you have ever been traveling in the country and you came across a hog farm or anything like that, you would find that the odor is one of the most horrific things you will ever encounter in your life. He said they just trample things under their feet. And it goes on, and it says, "Do not cast your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet." They might even try and eat those. There's no nutritional value. They would take what is holy or what is valuable, what is beautiful, and they would destroy it. If those pearls were trampled, they would be broken. Their value would be completely and totally eradicated. And he Jesus goes on and he says, "And once they're done destroying that thing that was so valuable and so precious, so beautiful to you, maybe as a family heirloom even," said, "once that has been destroyed because you have cast it before people who do not have the same appreciation for that as you do," it says, "and then they will turn on you and tear you to pieces." I know that there are some people that hunt wild hogs, and there are some really massive, massive wild hogs that have been featured in news stories and hunter lore through the years. And I remember seeing one, I think it was in Georgia, that I still remember, this small kid, and he had killed this great big huge Hogzilla, I think is what they called that particular one. But there are people who can actually get killed by these things. There are golf courses that have been devastated because the hogs were doing what hogs do. They fight for survival. They will eat anything. They just don't. I mean, taking care of hogs was what brought the prodigal son back into his right mind. His situation was so bad that he wanted to eat the slop that the pigs were eating. And you just need to understand that if you are surrounding yourself with people in your life that do not value what is holy, and they do not value the things that God has placed in your life that are valuable, that are beautiful, that once they're done removing those things from your life, the only target left is you. So be very, very careful about the people that you enter into covenant relationships with. There are companies that I could have gone to work for at one point in time, and I didn't because they didn't share my value system. I couldn't work for them. The industry that they had chosen to make money in was one that I could not function in, because I had seen that industry destroy too many lives. So today, maybe you've been told that you're worthless, and I want you to know if that's what people have told you, take it from somebody who was told that themselves. You're not worthless, you're priceless. There's a big difference. Worthless is what you can find in the trash can. Priceless is what you would find in somebody's safe. With high security, it is worthless is something that is discarded and removed from sight. Priceless is something that is put on display. And so if you think that there is nothing good or holy inside of you, you need to understand that when Jesus comes into your life, all of that changes. All of that changes. And so I want to encourage you today, if you've made some bad life choices, don't condemn yourself. Just ask Jesus to forgive you and be the Lord of your life and for him to restore you to his purpose. Okay? When Jesus comes in, holy is going to start moving to the forefront of your life. The beauty and the value that God has placed inside. Listen, if you want to know how much you're worth, look to the cross where Jesus stretched out his arms, shed his blood, and died. Your value is not in what other people say about you. Your value is in how much Jesus was willing to pay for you to be forgiven of your sins so that he could spend eternity with you today. Okay? If you've got something holy and beautiful in your life, use it for the glory of God. Use it for the glory of God. And man, will you find life getting a whole lot better. So God bless you. You have a wonderful Wednesday. And we will see you tomorrow right here on 91.5 FM, WMIE, Today's Modern Word.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Of Jesus, the greatness.